Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, January 4th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Cooking with the King Dude Meat Rubs. Try a bag of Beast and Butt Rub for pork and Acadiana Steak Rub and Seasoning. A taste of Louisiana for American beef. Our rubs feature competition quality with home-cooked convenience and are created by Mike Church. Available at mikechurch.com/rubs. Here's what to listen for this hour. House Speaker Mike Johnson knocks Biden for catastrophe at the border during Texas visit. Florida Surgeon General warns users against mRNA COVID vaccines over possible cancer risk. Bill Clinton likes them young, accuser says during trial. And Elon Musk's X now worth 71% less than when the billionaire bought it as Twitter. House Speaker Mike Johnson knocks Biden for catastrophe at the border during Texas visit. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Speaker of the House of Representatives Mike Johnson, a Republican, criticized Joe Biden on Wednesday for the mayhem he witnessed at the U.S.-Mexico border, saying in an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper that the Biden administration isn't doing its job. This catastrophe can come to an end if the Biden administration will do its job, and they refuse to do it, he said. Speaker Johnson should take on a more public role, especially as Republicans are hard-pressed to find a real leader in Congress right now. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Florida's Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lapato is speaking out against any use of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, citing cancer concerns. Dr. Lapato cites a Canadian study that found billions to hundreds of billions of DNA molecules per dose, exceeding guidelines set forth by the FDA and the World Health Organization. At issue is the high presence of DNA molecules in the mRNA vaccines, alongside lipid nanoparticles used to deliver medicine into human cells. He cites a 2007 guidance report from the FDA on the regulatory limits for DNA in vaccines, which indicates risks of affecting the human genes that transform healthy cells into cancerous cells. It's all coming out now, apparently during questioning by Sigrid McCauley, the lawyer for Virginia Giuffre, Jeffrey Epstein accuser. Joanna Soberg was asked if she knew if Clinton was a friend of Epstein. I knew he had dealings with Bill Clinton, she said. I did not know they were friends until I read the Vanity Fair article. Did Jeffrey ever talk to you about Bill Clinton? McCauley asked. He said one time that Clinton liked them young, referring to girls. Soberg said the former president has not been accused of anything improper related to Epstein. Our quote of the day, he who trusts in himself is lost. He who trusts in God can do all things. Saint Alphonsus Liguori. And coming up, our saint of the day, a true daughter of the American Revolution. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, my incorrigible bibliophile bros, if you only have time to read one book this summer, well, then go ahead and read the Holy Bible. But if you have time to read two books, then read The Restoration of Christian Culture by John Senior. And for extra credit, if you have time to squeeze three books in, then add The Destruction of Christian Culture by Mr. Senior. All available in our massive book selection at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. Mother Seton is one of the keystones of the American Catholic Church. She founded the first American religious community for women, the Sisters of Charity. She opened the first American parish school and established the first American Catholic orphanage. All this she did in the span of 46 years while raising her five children. Elizabeth Ann Bailey Seton is a true daughter of the American Revolution, born August the 28th of 1774, just 2 years before the Declaration of Independence. By birth and marriage, she was linked to the first families of New York and enjoyed the fruits of a high society. At 19, she was the belle of New York and married a handsome, wealthy businessman, William McGee Seton. They had five children before his business failed and he died of tuberculosis. At 30, Elizabeth was widowed and penniless with five small children to support. While in Italy with her dying husband, she witnessed Catholicism in action through family friends, and three basic points led her to become a Catholic: belief in the real presence, devotion to the Blessed Mother, and conviction that the Catholic Church led back to the apostles and to Christ. Many of her family and friends rejected her when she became a Catholic in March of 1805. To support her children, she opened a school in Baltimore, and from the beginning, her group followed the lines of a religious community, which was officially founded in 1809. 1,000 or more letters of Mother Seton reveal the development of her spiritual life from ordinary goodness to heroic sanctity. She died January 4, 1821, and became the first American-born citizen to be beatified in 1963 and then canonized in 1975. She is buried in Emmitsburg, Maryland. Elon Musk's X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, is now worth 71% less than it was when he purchased it in late 2022, according to Fidelity. The investment group made the valuation on Monday, the second time it dropped the value of X in 2023, Axios reports. Musk had purchased the social media giant for $44 billion, and Fidelity was part of the investment group that helped him in a deal consisting of $33.5 billion in equity, with the remainder financed with debt to convert it to a privately held company after the deal closed in October of 2022. Twitter and Fidelity did not immediately respond to requests for comment from Fox Business. Send me your news tips to janet@crusadechannel.com and stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.